Fremont's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carters, Slades, Carters, Abel's, Carters, Newber, Carters, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plain, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
Welcome to the June edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, June 5th. This is the hour each month when travel writer Gary Knowles is with us with a list of recommended things to do in Wisconsin during any given month. And I ask you to tell me where to go for a great Wisconsin experience. What are you planning on doing in June? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is the author of the Gary's Getaways feature for the Journal and Topics newspapers, and he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Joy. How's the June treating you so far?
So far, it's been wonderful. What a wonderful time of year, and the weather right now is probably perfect, wouldn't you say, Gary?
Yeah, it's ideal. I mean, this is, you know, if we could have this kind of weather go on through September, I think we'd probably get a majority vote in a hurry to do that.
Yeah, may not be a better time of year to go out and enjoy the great Wisconsin outdoors. And lucky for us, we have a lot of free events and activities taking place, especially this weekend. It's Free Fun Weekend in Wisconsin. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's like the whole state went free all of a sudden. And it's, well, a lot of the good things did, at least. The Department of Natural Resources, of course, is in charge of state parks. And for several years now, they've been doing this weekend where you can actually go to a state park and you don't need the state park sticker in your car like you usually do, and you can go and explore Wisconsin state parks. They also, of course, are in charge of state trails, the bicycle trails and the ATV trails, and you know, you can hike on those as well. And this is also the week where you can go, the weekend where you can go and enjoy the state trails without a sticker or without a pass. And, of course, they then all are in charge of fishing as well, so it's the free fishing weekend. So we've got a weekend where you can go out and, you know, virtually do anything free.
Yeah, go to a state park, hop on your bike, or take a walk on the trails, and then cast out a line or two. Wow.
Yeah, and the good thing, Joy, is that, you know, you can fish in any public water out there, and you don't need the trout stamp. You know, usually you need a trout stamp if you're going to catch trout, and you don't need that this weekend. So good idea to, you know, to go out and experience some of that. And when we say by this weekend, we really mean Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th.
Joe on Facebook says that he's going to go biking on Saturday, maybe Sunday too, maybe fishing and kayaking as well. So Joe's going to take advantage of all of that. Speaking of biking, it is free trails. There's free trail access this weekend to the public trails throughout the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I did early because I couldn't do it this weekend, Gary. I took the assignment to bike at least part of the Elroy Sparta Trail, and I went through tunnel number one, and and that was I guess we kind of cheated. We could have done the whole 32-mile route. There and back would have been 64 miles. That's a bit much for me, so we just did a portion of it from Kendall through the first tunnel and back, and it was lovely.
It's sure beautiful out there, isn't it? That whole section of the state, it's over near the, I guess you could say over in west central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
That whole area is just so beautiful, and a lot of people have really not had the chance to see it. So good opportunity this weekend to go out and do things like that. And, of course, the Elroy Sparta Trail is celebrating its 50th anniversary, I think, this year.
That's right. It's the first abandoned rail corridor that was converted to a bike trail, the first one in the country.
And Wisconsin has been such a leader in that. And, you know, it was the first one. It was so popular that we went out and did lots of others. And so we've got lots of great great areas to bike around the state now.
Yeah, that so that was a lot of fun. That was on my way over to the Great River Road adventure that we took this week, this past weekend. So I did. I'll report a little bit on the Tell Joy Where to Go assignment from last month in just a bit. But I want to talk too about some of these state parks that that we can visit free this weekend, and including a few that you think are underappreciated, Gary.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of went through the list. There are 66 Wisconsin state parks that that the DNR takes very good care of out there, and there are several of them, you know, quite a few actually, that I think are not really as well known as others. You know, people know Peninsula State Park, which is really one of our most popular in the state. It's a really good one, and you know, and there are a number of them that really are well known, but there are some that are not as well known. For example, if you're going to Door County, people know to go to Peninsula. They go up to that park and really enjoy it. A lot of people kind of pass by Pottawatomie State Park, which is on the I want to say it's on the south side of the Door County area,
closer to Sturgeon Bay.
Yeah, closer to Sturgeon Bay, and you know, a lot of people don't think they're in Door County till they've gone through Sturgeon Bay. So they get up into that, you know, it's a beautiful part of the state. But Pottawatomie is really neat. There's a neat lighthouse there. There's great hiking. It's that beautiful shoreline that's on the Door Peninsula. And, you know, if you're looking for a treat, which is not, you know, there won't be quite as many people there as there are in the other places, certainly I'd say, you know, take a look at Pottawatomie. It's a wonderful park, and you can go free this weekend, in case we didn't mention that.
Yeah, right. You know, one of the state parks that I have had on my list for years now almost made it this past weekend. It was close by, Wildcat Mountain State Park.
Yeah,
tell us about that park.
Well, Wildcat Mountain is over in Vernon County. Probably the predominant sort of geographical things to look for there. The Kickapoo River goes through it, and of course, the Kickapoo, for people who haven't heard, is called the crookedest river in the world. It just winds back and forth, a lot of switchbacks on it, and it's just beautiful wild country over there. And one of the neat things for horseback riders is that you can do horseback riding in Wildcat Mountain State Park, and there is camping over there as well. So if you wanted to go horse camping, you can do that in Wildcat Mountain State Park, again, over in the west central part of Wisconsin.
And if you are traveling to northwest Wisconsin, or if you are in northwest Wisconsin, Amnicon Falls is a beautiful place.
Yeah, the neat thing is Amnicon Falls was just named one of the most beautiful unknown state parks, I think, in the country. And I'm trying to remember if it was Smithsonian or one of the popular magazines just awarded it with a scenic beauty award, because it really is so pretty. It's got waterfalls, lots of little waterfalls over there in Amnicon Falls. It's near Superior, just kind of right up off of Highway 2 up in that area, and it's a real pretty little park. And you know, if you get up there, and once you see it, you're going to love it. There's also an historic covered bridge in Amnicon Falls, and it's one of those places where you really need to want to go there, and then when you get there, you say, holy cats, how did I ever miss this? and that's really a good one.
I have to admit, this is overlooked and underappreciated by me, because I didn't even know it was there. Nelson Dewey State Park in Cassville, which is right on the Mississippi River. I could have went there this past weekend.
Yeah, Nelson Dewey State Park, of course, celebrates the name of our first governor in Wisconsin, and his original estate down in the Cassville area is also right down on the Nelson Dewey State Park property. But the park itself is really neat. It goes up into a 500-foot river bluff, a huge river bluff that's back there. And if you've ever been to Wyalusing State Park, which almost made my list of underappreciated, but a lot of people know about Wyalusing now. Wyalusing, of course, is down near Prairie du Chien.
Mm-hmm.
And but that whole Wyalusing area, that whole ridge that runs down there, gives you just incredible views of the Mississippi River. And the same thing is true of the Nelson Dewey State Park. There's camping there, but there's also up in the bluff, there are just spectacular views looking kind of down over Stonefield Village, which is the site of the Nelson Dewey property. And you can actually visit Nelson Dewey's home down there at Stonefield Historical Site, too. But Nelson Dewey State Park, definitely one that you have to make a point to drive down to it. It's kind of, you know, Cassville and that whole southwest area is not really on the way toward big cities, except if you're kind of wandering your way down to Dubuque.
Yeah.
But well worth a visit.
Yeah, I did go to Wyalusing State Park on the weekend, and we canoed the canoe trail there. First time I've ever done something like that. That was lovely, too. We will continue talking about some of the fun, free activities that you can do this weekend in Wisconsin with Gary Knowles. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
It's summertime.
Summertime is now here, well, unofficially here, and we are talking about all the wonderful things we can do in summer, in June, in Wisconsin. This is the June edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. This is the hour each month when travel writer Gary Knowles comes in with a list of different activities and events that are happening in and around Wisconsin. And I ask you to tell me what's happening in your community or the activity that you're looking forward to doing. I usually choose an assignment based on your suggestions, and I report back the next month. So, what are you looking forward to doing in June? Coming up, we will talk about all the music festivals that are coming up in June. Do you have a favorite music festival that you like to go to? How about Summerfest? How about different food and ethnic fests that are going on? Let us know if you have a favorite. Maybe you enjoy the June Dairy Month breakfasts that take place. Are you hosting one or going to one? Let us know whether you're doing these activities or something else. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I did post a number of photos from my Tell Joy Where to Go assignment from last month on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and I took photos of these, somewhat well-known landmarks with the iHeart WPR magnet. And it looks like we have a number of people who did guess many of them correctly. But go ahead and take a look and check out the photos that we have posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. These photos, by the way, big hint, were all taken along the Great River Road. And Gary, this was my assignment last month, and I'm happy to report that I finally made it to the pie shop that the pie that you have been telling me to go to in Stockholm. It was I had a coconut cream piece of pie, and it was the best I've ever had.
It really is quite a good place, isn't it? And they have a nice variety of pies to choose from there. And now is coconut cream your favorite, Joy?
No, not at all. I don't know. I mean, I think somebody else recommended that particular flavor, and I thought, why not? I like coconut, and I really liked it a lot. It was great. And congratulations to Russell, who guessed correctly on the photo. It is the pie shop in Stockholm, Wisconsin. We're not giving away big prizes. You just get bragging rights if you guess correctly. I also put a photo up of our car at an iconic drive-in along the Great River Road. And Gary, I know you guessed that immediately.
I know the drive-in. I don't know if you want me to say it.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's Rudy's Drive-In over in La Crosse. And they also have one over in Sparta, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And, yeah, they have a second one over there. But it's really nice because now, did you guys stay in your car?
Yes, we did.
And the waitresses came rolling up on roller skates.
You know what? Because there were, I don't know if it had to do with the weather, but there was the threat of storms and even thunderstorms. They were in their tennis shoes.
Oh, so they weren't gliding the way they usually do. But that's one of the neat things about that is that, you know, it used to be common at drive-ins throughout Wisconsin and the whole country, I guess, that they had the wait staff were on roller skates, and they would come rolling out to your car and take your order and go roll back in and then deliver it on roller skates, which was, you know, pretty interesting.
Yeah.
and that's what I saw when I was over there last year. They had great roller skating wait staff over there. And, that, you know, it's always worth stopping in. And Rudy's is one of the neat places that's been in business, I want to say, for generations. I know at least since the 50s, but you know, a nice place, and you know, it's a burger and malt and ice cream kind of shop, and it's what drive-ins ought to be.
Yeah, I had the walnut burger, which is made by the historic Trempealeau Hotel, and they actually have that on the menu at Rudy's. I think that's kind of unique too.
Well, it became so popular up there at the Trempealeau Hotel that, as I understand it, and I think Gary Rudy, who runs the place, probably liked it so much that they worked out a deal where they were able to offer that signature sandwich down at the Rudy's Drive-In in La Crosse. And I think they have it over in Sparta, too.
And we did go to the Trempealeau Hotel as well during this trip. Pat was the correct guesser on that photograph. He guessed Rudy's in La Crosse, so congratulations,
okay.
Pat.
Okay, now did you like the Trempealeau Hotel too?
Oh yeah, that was very nice.
That is a neat place over there. And Trempealeau is set in such a neat setting over there on the edge of the river, isn't it? And really a pretty place to kind of go and sit down. They've got a great old bar in there. And they serve great food, too.
Yeah, and they have a wall of fame. Maybe all of the different musicians and performers that they have had there. At least that's what it seemed like. It was.
Yeah, every summer they mm-hmm. have some neat concerts out back there. And, you know, mm-hmm. well worth checking out the Trempealeau Hotel over if you're in that area.
And then we, one other stop that we made and one other photo that I posted on Facebook was north of Trempealeau. And it was a little log cabin. It happened to be at a wayside near Pepin. And I bet you know what that is, Gary.
Well, I suppose that the little log cabin might be the replica home of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Would that be right?
That is correct, yes.
And, yeah, Laura was born up there in what I think the name of the book was The Little House in the Big Woods, right?
That's right. That's right. It was her first book based on her. She was born in this little house in the big woods. And then I reading that, I didn't realize that they moved away for a while and then came back.
Yeah, their family was pretty nomadic. And, of course, Wisconsin and Minnesota, I think, and South Dakota, Missouri, Iowa, I think all those places might have been at one time or another a home or a temporary home to the Wilders, right?
Yeah, it was. And congratulations, John. He guessed correctly that it was the replica of Laura Ingalls Wilder's cabin, her birthplace near Pepin, on that photo on Facebook. All right, well, enough of my travels from last month. I'm looking for an assignment for this month, and we have some callers who have some ideas, and I'll get more from Gary, too. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Tom in Burlington is with us. Hi, Tom.
Lake Geneva has a wonderful skateboard park for younger people, and like skateboards and scooters, and you can go there, and you can actually buy a skateboard for about $30 or $40 at Walmart or something or other, and they're kind of fun to. You don't have to do the tricks, but they do these fantastic tricks, and they've got the skateboards going, and it's really. And I wish you guys would maybe get a list of them. There's one in Brookfield also, right near. I think it's near 94, but I'm not exactly sure.
It'd be
but
fun to watch them even if you don't do it yourself.
Yeah, and it's fun thing for the kid younger people to do. I wish they'd get one over here in Burlington, too.
Well, now, Tom, what about you? Do you want to get out there?
I was on the skateboard. I get on the thing, but you wouldn't believe this. They pay $200 or $300 or even $1,000 for these skateboards that they've got, and they do these tricks. And the bicycles have all different kinds of things on them, but it's a really fun thing to do. And then we went over to this place for ice cream, and I guess it's by the ounce. And these kids piled up this candy on these things, and it was $10 for an ice cream cone. But you got to watch out for that.
Yeah, got to watch out for that for sure. Tom, thank you very much. That sounds like fun if you're a skateboarder or if you want to watch it. So thanks for that. Hey, you know what? Speaking of ice cream, that gives us an opportunity to talk about June being June Dairy Month.
Boy, it is, and it has been for quite some time. It's been the celebration of the fact that Wisconsin produces some of the best milk, of course, and then of course cheese in anywhere in the country and probably anywhere in the world. I mean, whenever there is a competition for the best cheese in the world, you know that there's going to be a bunch of Wisconsin cheesemakers that are coming out on top of that. So yeah, it is Dairy Month, and all kinds of stuff going on all over the state here, Joy, that people want to probably take part in. Coming up this weekend, for example, there's the Cheese Festival up in Little Chute.
Oh, sure.
And you probably know that because I know you're kind of from that territory.
Yeah, right? I am. And in fact, I'm going to be heading up to that territory in the Appleton area, and I think I might be able to take a quick detour over there.
Well, that would be good. You know, they're going to have all kinds of stuff over there. They're going to be grilling cheese, I think, and there's going to be cheese to sample and a curd eating contest. And so, you know, that's not.
I'd win that one, I think.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's pretty easy to participate in that one. I do that without it being a contest, but that's a lot of fun. And so that's going to be going on this weekend. Goes on through Sunday, and well worth going over to the Fox Valley to Little Chute and do that one.
Go ahead, Gary. Yeah. We let's kind of clip through the rest of the June Dairy Month.
Sure. Cows are going on the concourse in Madison, and that's going to be on Saturday. You can go up, and if you've got the kids, they love it because they get to pet the cows up there and they get to meet the cows and hear all about them. And then we mentioned Sparta earlier. Sparta, on the 11th to the 14th, has their annual Butterfest, and that's been going on for 31 years now. This will be the 31st.
I had no idea that Sparta had not only a claim to fame to bicycles, but it is apparently well known for its butter.
Yeah, they were known for the butter before they were known. Well, about the same time they were known for the bikes, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a good one. And then New Glarus in South Wisconsin here near Madison has the Beer, Bacon, and Cheese Festival on the 13th of June. And a lot of polka dancing going on with that, too. It's the Polka Festival and the Beer, Bacon, and Cheese Fest. And, of course, great beer down there in New Glarus, so you probably want to try some of that. And that'll be a lot of fun as well.
Just that does sound
samples.
Like fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that throughout June, the Wisconsin tradition of the farm breakfast is going on.
It is. Virtually every county, I think, has a farm breakfast at least one day in June. And this is really a good chance to go out and meet the people who, you know, who are responsible for taking care of the cows and making the products and helping the products get to market that we enjoy. But it's kind of a nice chance to get out and kind of see what farm life is like, too. A lot of us really, you know, are urbanites, and we don't live on a farm. But to get out and kind of see how farms work is really a fun thing to do. And there's farm breakfasts all over, and, you know, easy to find one. Just go onto the Internet and Google Farm Breakfast Wisconsin, and you'll come up with a list.
Sounds good. And I love this, Gary. You have shared with us some of what you believe are the state's best cheese curds.
Yeah, I just was up. I did a drive up to the Apostle Islands about a week ago, and on the way I stopped at Mullins Cheese, which is just north of Stevens Point, and it's just off of Highway 51, about a mile and a half off. And there's signs. You'll see the signs up there. Mullins Cheese, they've got great cheese curds there. And the thing is, they make them every day so you can get them fresh. And I'm a real diehard on this, believing that if you're going to get a cheese curd, you ought to get one as close to the vat that it came out of as you can. And it, if it's still warm, it's a real bonus. It's that's the way you should eat them. But Mullins has got them, and I thought, well, there's a couple other places around the state, and so I made a little bit of a list of places that I really like to get cheese curds from. And that would include Carr Valley Cheese Company. They have cheese curds kind of, they have like seven or eight places all over the state. The Arena Cheese Store, if you head out Highway 14 west of Madison, has always got good cheese curds. If you're in Milwaukee, actually Milwaukee has a little cheese company now. The Clock Shadow Creamery over there makes the only curds made in Milwaukee, and they're delicious. They're great, too. Cedar Grove Cheese Company in Plain, Henning Cheese up in the Keel area, and Widmer's Cheese over in Teresa are just, you know, they're some of the places that really always offer really good cheese curds. So that's in my humble opinion.
Now I am hungry for a cheese curd. So maybe our listeners have a favorite cheese curd or a favorite ice cream or a farm breakfast that you're going to for June Dairy Month. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or recommend another event or activity that you think other listeners might enjoy or that I might enjoy. I'm looking for assignments for the month of June. Stan in Cumberland is with us. Hi, Stan.
Hello.
Yes, what's your idea?
There's a really unique activity in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Me and the kids went last weekend. If you're into brain teasers and puzzles and stuff like that, there's a place in Rice Lake called Tactical Escape 101.
Is that a game store, or what is that?
No, it's inside a building. But you go as a group, or kids, or adults all together, and they put you in this room, like your living room, or like your kitchen, you know, it's a good-sized room, and they lock you in, and you have to find the clues to get out.
Oh, how fun.
Wow.
You could be looking for a fireplace. You could be looking through the logs. You could be looking through books for puzzle pieces. You could be searching on a black light on a wall. But you have to find the clues and put them all together and find the code to get out of the room.
So how long did it take you to get out of the room, Stan?
I have to admit, we didn't get out of this one room. But we're definitely going back, and we're going to try it again. The kids talked about it. We had such a fun time, and they want to go back again this week. But it's for adults, too.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's a good brain teaser, and it sounds educational for the kids, too. That's great.
And it's in Rice Lake, you said, right?
Yeah, Tactical Escape in Rice Lake. Sounds fun. Gary, just a couple of minutes before our news break, let's talk about how June is racing season in Wisconsin.
Well, it is. Some people know I grew up in the Elkhart Lake area, and so road racing is kind of one of the things that I grew up really admiring and liking. And the one big event that happens every June that kicks off the official road racing season in Wisconsin at Road America are the June Sprints. And they take place June 11th to the 15th. And the thing about them is they're presented by the Sports Car Club of America, which are not professional but amateur road racers. These are people who have their own cars and they maintain them and they truck them in and they drive them. But they're very good drivers. And so the races that they have there are in all kinds of classes, and it's through the whole weekend at Road America. Well worth checking that out. Road America is a beautiful place at Elkhart Lake, 4 mile track that I know, Joy, you've been up there. That was one of your one of your getaways a couple of years ago.
It was. Thank you for suggesting that. And I was able to drive around in the pace car, which was a lot of fun.
That was kind of fun.
We have just a minute before news, and Dan in Wausau has a fun event that has a racing component. So let's get Dan in. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you can get your racing and your cheese curds out at Thorpe Dairy Days this weekend in Thorpe, Wisconsin. They've got doings going on, I believe, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's the big one with the parade. Then they have motorized bar stool races after that, and of course, cheese, and then polka music, too.
Polka motorized music bar and wow. Bar stools. Oh, that sounds great. And cheese curds, Thorpe Dairy Days this weekend. Dan, thank you very much. You know, we're going to talk about a lot of other things happening in June in Wisconsin with Gary Knowles, who is a travel writer and our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. I know he's got a lot of recommendations when it comes to music festivals and food and ethnic festivals in Wisconsin in June, and we'll talk more about those coming up. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 summertime.
We are talking about things to do in the summer in June in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking with Gary Knowles, who is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. We have his sampler, his recommended events that we are discussing, and we will post them on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, so you can check them out as well. And I'm asking for your recommendations, too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, we just talked about a lot of the June Dairy Month activities going on and some of the best cheese curds in the state, according to Gary. And Michelle on Facebook says, Rudolph Cheese Factory has the best curds and you can watch them being made.
That's, all right.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I think I will, at least at this point, I am for sure going to try to get it to my assignment for June, will be to stop at the Great Wisconsin Cheese Festival in Little Chute, Gary. So I am going to be going up to that neck of the woods this weekend, so I will go over there and check that out and get some cheese curds. That sounds fun.
Well, how about Joy, if you participate in that cheese-eating contest?
I don't, I don't know. I want to give other people a chance.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, you have to be fair about this.
But, you know, I'm not going to have a lot of time in June because I'm going to be going on the WPR trip to Alaska in just little more than a week. We leave mid-June and come back around June 20th. I'll still have time, but much of my time will be spent in Alaska this month. But I wanted to also bring in another caller. Peter in Fond du Lac has a suggestion. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Joy. I want to remind your listeners that coming up on June 12th, 13th, and 14th, we have Walleye Weekend in Fond du Lac, which is a fair festival that kind of grew up around one of the largest walleye fishing tournaments.
Yeah, that Walleye Weekend has been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It is, and one of the great things about it is all the food and beer tents are run by local service organizations, so all the money spent there really stays in the community. In fact, my group, the Lakeside Evening Kiwanis, does the world's largest walleye fish fry there.
That sounds great, Peter. And I know that there are some other fishing events going on in Wisconsin. Not only, we talked about it earlier, there's free fishing this weekend because it is the free weekend in Wisconsin, the free fun weekend in Wisconsin, where you can enjoy Wisconsin state parks and trails and fishing holes at no cost. But you, I can also go to Carp Fest in Two Rivers. That sounds like a blast, Gary.
Yeah, Two Rivers is probably better known as the home of the ice cream sundae, but in June it becomes kind of what they call Carp Town. And they have carp in the rivers over there, and of course June 6th and 7th is the free fishing weekend. So even if you don't have a license, you can go over and participate in Carp Fest, and they have what they call their professional carp fishing champions over there who come in and fish for the largest carp. And I, you know, my suggestion is go there, watch the carp fishers, or go carp fishing if you want to, but then make sure you stop and get some ice cream at the Washington House over there where the ice cream sundae was invented.
Oh, I might have to stop there after a little shoot.
Yeah.
and then there is the a muskie festival in Hayward, June 25th through the 20th.
Not
28th.
Free fishing, this is June 25th to the 28th. The free fishing will be over by then. But Hayward, Wisconsin, of course, is one of the capitals of muskie fishing anywhere in the world. It's one of the great places to do that up in northwest Wisconsin. And they've had the Muskie Festival going on up there for a long time. I don't know exactly what the number is this year. But one of the highlights of that is their grand parade down Main Street there, where the Muskie Queen is always reigning, and it's a lot of fun. It's great to be up in Hayward, beautiful territory up there. And of course, if you're a fishing person, you know that the lakes up there have lots of muskies in them. So go out there and do your 10,000 casts. And they say it takes 10,000 casts to catch one, so good luck.
Yeah. And I promised that we would talk about the many music festivals. We may not get to everything as we're running short of time, but boy, Summerfest is coming up the end of June, and who hasn't heard of the world's largest music fest?
Well, that's right. And this year they're having probably one of the greatest rock and roll bands in the world, the Rolling Stones, are coming to open it up. They'll be there on the 23rd. My guess is, if you don't have a ticket by now, you better take out a loan from the bank, because those tickets are going for a lot of money. But also some other really great performers, Buddy Guy's coming in. The Kings of Leon will be there, Keith Urban, Stevie Wonder, and Summerfest is, of course, the Wisconsin's signature rock and roll music festival, and a good one. And then we also have, I'll just mention quickly, the Isthmus Jazz Festival comes up the 19th and 20th of June, and that's right over here on the University of Wisconsin campus, and that will be a good one. Actually, the headliner for that is Freddie Cole, who is actually related to Nat King Cole, the younger brother of Nat King Cole, and one of the great jazz musicians in this country. And also all going on from June 12th to July 14th and then some, the Midsummer Music Festival in Door County is taking place. And they're celebrating their 25th year this year. So that's lots great of music all over Wisconsin. Those are just really kind of three examples of very many good music fests.
Mara on Facebook says, I love the warehouse in La Crosse. 49 steps lead to walls full of posters and history going back to 1991 when the all-ages venue opened. Walls covered with an essential timeline of popular national, regional, and local music from the past 24 years. That sounds interesting. Warehouse in La Crosse.
All the way back to 1991, huh?
Yeah. Maybe that's their history. Fred in Burlington, we're almost out of time, but what did you want to recommend?
Oh, the old-fashioned ice cream shop in East Troy, Wisconsin, Jay Lauber, and it's right next to Electric Railroad Museum. Great weekend activity with trolley rides for everybody through the countryside.
Take a trolley through the countryside. I hadn't heard of that. I'm going to put that on the list, Fred. Thank you very much. And there's a number of food and ethnic fests going on. Which one is your sure bet, Gary?
Well, I would say that the Strawberry Festival in Cedarburg is a sweet one to go to. You can't miss at that one. But also, don't miss Polish Fest in Milwaukee. That's another one that is excellent and, you know, well worth attending. You'd probably would like to go to that one as well.
Oh, I would. And there's some historical things going on. Tell us briefly about the World of Little House going on at Eagle.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier Laura Ingalls Wilder, and they're celebrating her life at Old World, Wisconsin, June 15th to the 31st. It's called The World of Little House, and some really neat things going on over there that relate to Laura Ingalls Wilder's stories. And then I should probably mention Prairie du Chien, the 19th to the 21st. It's their 40th annual Prairie Villa Rendezvous, and that's like stepping back to a fur trader gathering of the 1840s.
Well, Gary, this has been, there's so much going on in June, but thank you so much for giving us at least a preview of some of the great events happening in June in Wisconsin.
Well, have a great time in Alaska, and we hope to see you out in Wisconsin, Joyce. Have a great one.
I'll be there. Thanks very much. Gary Knowles is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Some people like to ask for directions or at least consult their phone, while others like to go by feel. That would be my husband. Writer Crystal Chan tells us about her dad's shortcut to Milwaukee from their home in Oshkosh.
My dad never asked for directions. He always knew the best way to get there, especially when he didn't. One spring day, we were preparing to go to Milwaukee to eat at our favorite Chinese restaurant and do some Chinese grocery shopping. We lived in Oshkosh, about an hour and a half north of there. As we packed up the car, Dad announced that we were going to take a new way to Milwaukee. We'll go north to Appleton, swing around Lake Winnebago, and catch Interstate 43 south. We can drive faster on the interstate, and we'll get to Milwaukee in no time. My mom, brother, and I stared at him. Dad, I said, Appleton is 30 miles north of here. Right, he said. It'll be a shortcut. Even my brother, who liked to defend my dad, said, usually the quickest way to go south is to go south. But no matter, Dad had announced the plan. North we went. And as we trekked our 30 miles to Appleton, an odd silence fell over us. Would it work? Would a wormhole open up and take us mysteriously to Milwaukee? We got to Appleton right on time, but there was no Interstate 43 there to slingshot us to Milwaukee. Instead, Dad had to turn east onto Highway 10, which wound its way through Brilliant, Reidsville, and Cato, very fine and slow-going towns, as we made our way to Lake Michigan. The clock in our car had never been so watched. Dad swore at the stoplights. Mom had the map on her lap, but he didn't consult her. Nothing else was needed. We were on the road for an hour when we finally got to the interstate, and the four of us breathed a collective sigh of relief. Kind of. According to the clock, we had precisely 30 minutes to go from Manitowoc to Milwaukee to tie our normal time. Usually, Dad drove 5 miles above the speed limit, but not that day. Dad was gripping the steering wheel with both hands. When the half hour was up, we were just south of Sheboygan. Nobody dared mention this. For in truth, not only was my dad's reputation on the line, but also his power to define reality. By the time we got to our restaurant, we were famished, but the food tasted funny and unsatisfying. I don't remember that trip delivering any great humility to my father. The thing that did change, though, was my blind faith in my father's assertions, and I made sure to learn how to read a map, because you never know when it'll be your turn to find the quickest route.
Crystal Chan is a storyteller, writer, and author of Bird. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from the Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. Thanks very much to Bill Martins, to Caleb Lado, and to Judith Sears-Poisson for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.